as he ran and drove him the rest of the way. He says the boy was crying and gasping for air as he reported the fire. Quentin's dad says he's proud of his son's quick thinking. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Celebrate with us all month long at Wind River Resort and Casino and play our $100,000 anniversary Zoom Ball Swipe to Win. Win big cash prizes or $100,000. Unbelievable. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Plus, earn entries all month long to increase your chances to be a contestant Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. 10 winners each night. Root for the colored balls to fill the Zoom Zone. Walk away a winner. For official rules, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
It is hump day, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading. Good morning, everybody. It's like 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We're here with Bad Bob. What happened to your headsets there, buddy?
I was trying to reduce the amount of things I packed back and forth.
We kind of liked them because you kind of felt
select
like...
Select those words carefully. How you doing, Bob?
All right. Beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Absolutely. It looks like we're going to have cooler weather upon us. Good morning, everyone. This is Linda Bott. Today will be a sunny day with our highs of 94 and lows of 60. Thursday calls for a high of 88 with our lows of around 58. Clear on Friday, sunny with a temperature around 89. A lot better than yesterday. I don't know about you guys, but I stepped outside in my bare feet. I was like, what? Was I thinking, take the garbage out, you know, how I walk around the house doing laundry and cleaning and stuff. But anyway, so as we progress through the weekend, Saturday is going to be around 93, Sunday around 97. And then we get down back with Memorial Day, sunny and hot with a high near 101. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Now, Memorial Day, you're going to be speaking somewhere.
I'm going to be down at the Civic Auditorium. There's a lot of things
the
going
Civic
on.
The Civic Auditorium.
I believe I am.
Okay.
It's down there at the. They have something down there, don't
okay.
they?
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be down there. I'll be the MC down there. I'll be Master of Ceremonies.
It started life as the Civic Auditorium, became the Reading Convention Center, is now, once again, the Civic Auditorium
okay.
under the aegis yeah. of the Bethel folks.
Okay.
That's right. And so they're having a – but this doesn't have anything to do with Bethel, but they're having a ceremony down there. Mike Dahl is going to be the guest speaker. We're going to –
I'm sorry. Who's the guest
Mike
speaker?
Dahl.
Mike Dahl. Okay.
And we'll be the guest speaker there, a former Marine, Vietnam veteran. So there's going to be a lot of things going on there. In fact, we're going to be talking about a lot of things that are happening that day. You know what? I just looked at what I did. When I carry my computer out, I lay my stuff on it. And what I managed to do was put a – what is that? Was that like –
exactly that's a type of parentheses.
It's a type of parentheses.
That's called that's a bracket. A square bracket.
A square bracket. And I put it on 100 times onto
You have typed any number of interesting
you know what?
Entries.
It never used to do that, but this thing is so, you know, it just gets in there, and then I don't notice it, and then I go to another, and I'll hit enter.
You put your paperwork in there and close the clamshell, and it pushes on the keys, and the computer does precisely what it is told to do.
So maybe you should turn it off after work.
Or close the clamshell, then put your paper
yes.
on.
I think that's probably the better idea, since I'm getting beat up by the two people I care for most.
Okay. Two things I want to bring up before we start.
Do we have rules now?
No, I just wanted to, because I will forget it if I don't. All right, so the other night, forgot to mention the fact that after we did that beautiful romance on the river, cruise down the river, which is fantastic, driving back, because we were fairgrounds, down by Reading Rodeo Bluffs. I got sidetracked because of the sirens. We decided that we were going to park and walk over and cross the bridge.
Well, that's right.
And the bridge was lit up in blue. And it was so awesome. It was just beautiful. I think oftentimes, I don't know, those of you who are listening, do you forget that right here in our where we live, we have really fantastic miracles of beautiful, majestic, of course, trails, man-made and nature-made. But that bridge is really something else. And I'm so proud that somebody persevered through, there was so much adversity. And I didn't live here. I was kind of just moving here. But the fact that that bridge is really such an art piece and such a wonderful addition to our North State. So we walked across it. And it was beautiful. And so I just wanted to say that.
If you haven't gone through at night, it's really nice.
Yeah. You two kind of missed. I think Linda may have heard a few of the things that were thrown out. When the bridge was being designed and put in, some of the arguments against it, the most creative one was, well, if this thing is across a river, the ducks might run into it. Now, mind you, waterfowl have been successfully evading trees for, millions of years. But it was one of more interesting arguments against the building of the bridge.
And I believe Mike Mangus was against it, too. And the only reason I'm bringing it up is Mike Mangus, when he did when it hit its 10-year anniversary, he said, I was wrong. He says, I didn't understand the premises for it, but he said, that this has just been a great attraction for Reading. And a lot of people from all the world, as they're driving by, they come by here and look at it.
I was there for opening day, and I think Linda was as well, because she was in local media at the time. And one of the things that I recall, I was standing, Mike Warren and I were conversing, and he had come to us, and I forget which little, concrete chunk that Mike had come to us from. I think it was... I can't recall the name of it. Anyway, he said, I don't want Reading to become like that piece of L.A. And a lot of people ascribe a lot of evil intent to Mr. Warren, but he honestly cares for this area.
And has done a lot of things, wonderful additions, helped to bring some additions. You're going to love this, Carl. Couple more things. Kind of spoiler alert, I saved... watching The Voice and the winner of The Voice last night, I didn't want to know. Boom, I open up the computer and there it is in front of my face. Although I thought that this is the person that should win. So he did. And it's really been fun to watch.
Who was it?
Chris Blue.
Well, I haven't been watching it, so it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, well, he's really. He's
I thought maybe one of the one times.
Youngest
I saw
of seven kids, grew up in, where he said sometimes the toilet didn't work. But it's been a really fun show to watch. Anyway, Carl. One of your favorite movies. And the song is called Danger Zone.
Top Gun.
Tom Cruise is going back to the Danger Zone of Top Gun. The star confirmed Tuesday he will begin shooting the much-discussed sequel.
He's a little bit older now.
I know.
I guess he'll be like a fighter.
Maybe
he'll be a squadron commander.
Okay, there you go.
Okay. How long have you been? Picturing Maverick with his walker.
Yeah. How many years has it been?
I think it was in 1986.
1986. Yeah, well, okay.
I was in an F-14 squadron as a supply guy, so we were one of the first deployments of
the Tomcat. So it's 30 years. Yeah. So he could be like a group commander or something like that. And what they'll do, they'll have him out on another aircraft carrier, or he'll be at Miramar, and he'll have to go out and fight Iraqis or somebody.
I was stationed at Miramar, an interesting place.
Miramar's cool.
Roger Moore, star of 7 James Bond films, dies at 89.
Talked about that yesterday.
Okay. Yeah. Well, just saying, yeah. I'm saying to you that
you didn't like him though.
I liked him as a James Bond. I didn't really like him as a James Bond. I thought he was too comedic.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he just never had that look in his eyes.
That killer look.
That Bond had. Anyway, hey, we need to take a break here. One of the things let's just go right into it, is sleeping. Sleeping is fun. I mean, I enjoy it. Bob, do you enjoy sleeping?
I enjoy closing my eyes and observing the insides of them for a time.
Every night we inspect our eyelids for any light peering in. Every night we climb into our sleep number bed. We put our sleep number settings to our sleep number setting best, which is, in my case, sleep number setting 60, and Linda's sleep number setting 40. And if we don't do that, I've settled down in my sleep, and I'm comfortable, and I'm laying there, it's dark, and Linda goes, "Did you adjust the bed?" And because she, you know, it's like the princess and the pea with her. I mean,
she knows.
And so I get up, I find the remote, and I run hers down to 40.
Yes.
And then I run mine down. But it is absolutely the finest night's sleep we have. And right now you can get one of these great, great beds. They're having the biggest sale, or one of their semi-annual sales, one of the biggest sales of the year. And you can get a queen C2 mattress for only $699.99. It's not going to get any better than this. Then that, you know, that price is great. It's the summer, and sometimes it's hard to sleep during the summer. You got so many things going on. You're so tired when you come back in. You've been working hard. Get a sleep number bed. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go down and see Brian Janice, anybody in the Sleep Number store. You won't be sorry. We'll be right back. It's 17 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Let's talk about the lady who took her grievances right to City Hall yesterday.
About spring is being able to spend more time outside. And what better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202. Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Taking America back is more than merely voting for the right candidate and expecting him alone to turn a morally bankrupt country around. What made and will continue to make America great is a country who allows God his rightful place. Without godly Christian values, there's no absolute standard for our courts to judge by and no standard to hold our politicians accountable. People must experience a change of heart. That only comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar Energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCN 1460 with Carl and the Bob. May the 24th, 64 degrees right now, climbing to 94 today. Oh, yeah. Don't let those dogs stay in those cars or those kids or anybody stay in the car if it's not running. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers and our friend Sharon Clark. The finest in-home health care than you're going to find anywhere. I mean, absolutely the finest, whether it's short-term or long-term. Sharon Clark has been in the business over 10 years and has nothing but accolades. We can't say enough about Home Helpers. And, in fact, if anything happened to me, I'd want you to have Home Helpers take care of me while you gallivanted around the countryside. Give them a call. 226-8252.
Bring in the girls. Hey, on the phone right now, our favorite harbor, our favorite place on Shasta Lake is Holiday Harbor, and we have Kevin Kelly with us on the phone this morning to tell us about a lake update. Hey, guy, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fabulous. I was just on my way to work listening to you guys. You guys are sounding great.
Thank you.
And just decided to say hi and give you a lake update for Memorial Day weekend.
What's it look like, buddy?
Oh, like I'm actually sitting in my office overlooking the harbor as we speak right now.
Oh.
It is, the harbor is just glass. You can see the reflection of the mountain behind it. It is absolutely beautiful. And this weekend, it's going to be absolutely crazy out here. We're pretty much booked up, and we've just got a couple little spots available. But people, when they drive into the parking lot, their jaw drops because the lake is full.
Well, I tell you, it's like 6 feet from the top. So, I mean, you can't get any higher than that, Harley, without it going
perfect.
Over the top.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Hey,
it's
Kevin Kelly in Holiday Harbor, we want to give you a big shout-out. And we have been. And I know you listen to us. But big shout-out for you providing a houseboat for the Marines. The United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard was in here, and you provided a boat to them. And we saw them that day, and they came back sunburned. And, you know, it was just like, oh, man, this place is beautiful. One of them.
They had a great time.
Oh, well, you know, thanks to you, buddy, and your people. And this is one of the things we like about Holiday Harbor is that when we go there, you can just, you're taken care of. The people are friendly. You know, you hop into, of course, my favorite is the party boat going out there because it's easy to drive and you go park it someplace. It's got a bathroom on it. So.
Yeah, we don't have any of those available this weekend.
No, I bet you don't. Well, you know what? We just love being out in the lake and Kevin and Holiday Harbor, you guys are the best.
Well, you should certainly appreciate that, Carl and Linda. And also, we have our cafe open this weekend, too.
Oh, wonderful.
So you can get some food, too.
Now, is it just, that means it launches this weekend, or will it be open for the rest of the summer?
Oh, yeah, no, we're open for the rest of the summer. We open Memorial Day weekend. It's our little gym here at Holiday Harbor. It's our little cafe. We have an executive chef that does a fabulous job up here. Great food.
Well, you know what? There, you're a one-stop shop because you can come in and you can get everything you want out of your when you wherever you check in at, anything from clothing to food. So it's I mean, we really like it.
So you know,
we've been attached to your hip now for I don't know how many years, but it's been great, and we think the world of you and the services you provide and the things you do for your community.
Fabulous. Thank you so much, guys.
You bet. Okay, you take care and look and give us your phone number out there.
All right. It's 238-2383. That will reach the reservation office.
There you go. You're not going to find a better place to spend time on the lake or the boat's in better shape or cleaner than right there. Okay. Or any type of flotation.
Enjoy your weekend.
You've got every type of flotation device out there, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We have our small boats, ski boats, patio boats, kayaks, canoes, paddle boards. If it pretty much floats, we rent it.
They've got a piece of driftwood out there that you can get for $5 a day. That's not bad.
Okay. Yeah, big log.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Kev.
All right, Carl. Right, bye-bye.
Hey, okay, I want to talk about...
I can't wait to get out there.
And me, you know, it's perfect. It's perfect out there. Holiday Harbor. You're not going to find... you know what? You're not going to find a better place.
And that one year we took the kids, the grandkids came, and we jet skied, and
I thought I wasn't going to ever see you three again. The three kids took off and it just appeared. I was out there for a long time, just kind of laying there in the water thinking, I wonder if they're coming back.
It's really wonderful to explore the... not the coast, but the, what do you want to call it? The lake line, the shoreline.
Yeah.
Hey, the embankment, but I meant the shoreline. Okay.
In case you didn't hear it, Stillwater Business Facility Ballpark is in the news. The grand jury had a report about Stillwater and it was devastating. Devastating. If you haven't a chance to read the record Searchlight or go online with it, or you can just go probably to the county and look up the grand jury's report on the Stillwater. What it said was is that it's the cost is not $23 million, which we've been told. It's going to be over $40 million by the time this thing finishes. And what is the viability of Stillwater? The city has never comprehensively reevaluated the viability of the park and if more funds should be put into it. Think about this. Think about the amount of money that's been put in there and why nothing is there at this point. Now, some of the other things that were said, they went and brought it to Brent Weaver, and it said that, you know, that they should completely reevaluate the shovel-ready idea, that it's... It's recommended, among other things, that the city appoint an existing staff member to manage a long dormant project as a manager of this long dormant project, by the end of September, and to direct staff to conduct an evaluation of its future viability. Contract for an external audit of all fundings and expenditures related to the Stillwater Park by December 31st. Established by December 31st, a formal procedure to comprehensively evaluate the viability of the business park. Request Colliers International and the Shasta County Economic Development Corporation to jointly determine the continued market demand for existing park parcels and present the findings to the City Council by November 30th. Brent Weaver says, he's the mayor now, says, well, this shines a light on this project, and it's a concern for me and the majority of the city council, but we can't keep doing the same thing over and over again. Really? Really? Brent, come on. You haven't been a politician that long to be saying things like this. But my favorite response was from our vice mayor, Kristen Schrader, who said she's unsure what needs to be done to solve the park's problems. This is going to be our mayor next time. Until the grand jury's report poses a number of excellent questions that will help the city council get answers. It helps to create the conversation we need to have. And she says, can we put homeless out there? Okay, she didn't really say that. In report titled Stillwater Business Park, Still Spending, Still Waiting. And Francie Sullivan said, look, this was a bold move. It hasn't worked. But it was part of this was because, you know, when it came online, the economy crashed, and we all know that. But since then, It's been, you know, the economy's coming back. There's a lot of other places being, you know, bought up. And then we actually were turning people down because it didn't fit what we thought it should look like in Stillwater Park.
The biggest problem with Stillwater Park is that it happens to be within the confines of the state of California.
Yeah, if it was just Redding, it'd be cool. Why are they moving so many businesses out of California? Oh, there's just a couple of reasons, and we're going to talk about that after our next guest, after we have our next guest on. But there's so many other things. But this one here, I mean, the city council is sitting there looking at it with their jaws agape and thinking, "What can, you know what? And this isn't fair to this city council. They weren't even here. But look what they've inherited. They've inherited this Stillwater Business Park that is still sucking up money. How much more money should we put into it? And then that one business that wanted to build, you know, and put these different like shelters out there. Well, you know, that doesn't fit the vision of what we have out there. What vision do we have out there, City Council?
Yeah, this was the City Council of Murray, Kite, Pullmeyer, and I can't think of the others at this precise moment. There were a couple of shifts, but
I think Ken Murray will fight you on that one because he'll call in now.
He'll probably say,
never voted for that.
And maybe he did express a lot of reservations. Well, maybe Kite was all in for it.
Patrick Jones said, you know, he voted for the original funding after it had already been, you know, going. And then he said, no, we got to stop this.
Yeah. That was back when Jones was at every single meeting taking notes.
Yeah. Anyway, Stillwater Business Park, what do we call that? We call it a white elephant.
We call it
a white elephant because we have it and we have to continue feeding it, and it serves no purpose right now.
Yeah.
Maybe in the future, in another 10 years, your grandchildren can maybe build a place there for laser tag. Yeah. We got to take a break.
Right now, it's good for it's good pasture.
It's pasture. I think they're grazing goats on it right now, making more money than, you know. How many goats would it take to graze on that property to make a payment on it? I don't think there's enough goats in California.
And how much does it cost per month to keep it up? Do you know?
Oh, well, that's a good question.
How much does it cost?
It's not just keeping it up. They're still pouring money in it. REU is into it for like $20 million. Barry Tippin, if I'm wrong on that one, buddy, give me a call. You always have before.
Well, coming up after the break here in just a minute, we have a very special guest.
We're going to be talking about how you can have a great time this year and for your company or your friends or a party and right here in town, and it doesn't get any better than this. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, locally owned, locally operated. Don't call the 800 number. Call Doug Tooley, a veteran-owned business here at 241-DISH. Don't call the 800 number. He gives discounts for veterans, and you can get a package. It starts at $39.99 with 40 channels with an option for 10 more. It's a great, great package here. That's B&T Satellite. We'll be right back.
End of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Memorial Day. How do we celebrate it? By remembering our fallen military men and women. My father's headstone reads Veteran, World War II. Because the cemetery is far away, it had been several years since I visited. It is a peaceful place with a lot of trees. Suddenly, I was interrupted by laughter. I turned around to see a young woman laying out a blanket and putting out a picnic lunch. Her two little girls were chasing each other and giggling loudly. I immediately felt anger. This was not a place for play. Then the young woman sat on the blanket in front of the grave, and I heard her say, "Hello, honey. We thought we would spend the day with you. I just wanted you to know the girls and I are doing fine, and we miss you very much." My heart immediately broke. I turned around to give them their moment of privacy while fighting back tears. We must remember our veterans, and their families too. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hi, my name is Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I would like to personally invite you to our State of the Tribe Luncheon, Wednesday, May 24th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Doors open at 11:30 and lunch at noon. Join us as we celebrate where we have been and explore where we are going. Tickets are $35 per person. Proceeds from this event benefit the Reading Rancheria Community Fund. The Reading Rancheria State of the Tribe Luncheon, Wednesday, May 24th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. For more information, call 242-4516.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR on this wonderful Wednesday, May 24th. Currently, 64 degrees at high today, and we're going to be 94. Temperature's sunny. Mostly clear tonight with our lows of 60. Tomorrow calls for sunny with our highs near 88. Thursday night, well, we'll be around 58 will be the coolest part of the day. Friday will be around 89. Saturday calls for a high near 93. Sunday, then we get up to 97. A Memorial Day will be near 101. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Okay. Now we have a very special guest in the house.
Bill Wagner is here. And
good morning,
Bill. We
were
talking about a couple of things, happy things and maybe not so happy, but happy things, of course, is what you're in here for, and talking about where to have a party.
Right. Colt 45's Pavilion.
There you go.
It's the place to be.
If it seems like we're talking a lot about Colt 45's, we are, because Colt 45's game starts this Friday.
This Friday.
At Tiger Field in South City Park. And it's going to be absolutely fabulous. It's going to be honoring our Veterans Night, and tickets are $5. And we're going to give away two more. We're going to give away two more here.
Excellent.
So it's
a great thing. You know, Rick Bassetti, former major leaguer, he's the general manager, and Greg Cattaray, you had him on yesterday.
Yes.
Former major leaguer, he's the manager, and nonprofit community baseball team. He brings in players from universities all over the place.
So cool.
Most of them from California this year. Freshmen, juniors, sophomores.
Mm-hmm. Getting a lot of them out of California this year, though. Huh?
Yeah, he got a lot from California, and then kids that want to go play professional baseball.
Well, they get to play with wooden bats.
Yep, wooden bats.
They play. They are taught how to run the game clock.
Yep, and basically what Rick told me is that real baseball is played with wooden bats, because in college
they're playing metal.
They play with aluminum bats, but these guys play with wooden bats, which is a good thing because sometimes they get broken, and that's one of the things the kids in the pavilion can get is a broken bat.
What exactly is the pavilion?
The pavilion is an area on the third baseline. It's got some tables. It's got bleachers. The big thing is it's on dirt and grass, and it's in the shade by the time the game starts, because it's on the west side, the third base side. And businesses can get that for the evening, $600 for the first 50 people, which is $12 a person. If you do it for your business and your employees and their families, not much you can do for $600 for all your employees.
That's right.
And the people who were out there last year, we had tons of testimonials saying it was a great night and that they really enjoyed it.
Well, what do you get for your besides getting into the game, which
you
is
get
a great
into the
game,
game,
and you have seats and everything.
Yeah, you get seats, and you get bands, and you get a hamburger, or hot dog, a bag of chips, and water or soft drink.
Okay, that's just you know. And then if you want more stuff,
you can go
buy
Rick
the wine.
Told
and
you
beer.
Yesterday they have wine and beer and everything.
There you go.
You can't trade it. You know, the law says you can't trade up from the Pepsi to beer, so it. That's locked in.
So you still have your Pepsi, but yep. But then you can get your
or your Coke,
beer, or your Coke, whatever it was. Yeah.
So
get your ice.
So you get that, and you're in the pavilion. You get your name announced a couple of times that you're supporting the Colt 45s. After the game, Greg Cattaray will bring in a couple of his players, and they sign autographs for the kids. As I said, if there's a broken back, every child that goes into the pavilion gets a raffle ticket on their way in. And they draw the raffle, and somebody gets a broken bat. Yeah, sometimes there might be two.
Yeah, it might be two. Of course, every time we break a bat, that's $150. But so,
Rick's happy to do it. So.
That's great.
Hey, you know, people don't realize that we play with a lot of big league stuff. When I said the game clock. A game clock is not the clock that's on. There is no clock on it.
No, not in baseball.
It's how they play the game.
Right.
The things they have to do and how they have to learn how to speed up the game clock. If they're going to be playing in the big leagues, they've got to be able to be thinking two steps ahead in the things they're doing. He doesn't call. They don't call the pitches for him. They don't do anything. They want them to think.
Right.
And
that's
they learn
one of the
a lot.
That's one of the big things that's going on with baseball. You hear it all the time. Is that the players that are coming up, they're moving them up faster, and they're not getting taught the basics.
Yeah,
the old way to play baseball, you know, how to bunt, steal bases, lead off. There's just tons of things that they're supposed to learn.
Well, they're being taught. They're being told everything to do, where to stand. You know, people are directing where to stand, which pitch to throw is coming from the
dugout.
It almost sounds robotic as opposed to
being treated like a video game.
Well, you know, there's a whole thing about having, and I talk about this, and people always like raise their eyebrow about being street smart. And that's where you develop your instincts.
Right.
If you're left to your own resources, if somebody's telling you stay on pose, whatever, the next, you know, it's very robotic. There's nothing, you're not going by your natural instincts. And I think that's where a real true champion winner happens from those exercises as a child growing up.
And so that's what they're trying to do and instill in the young men that come to town. You ask me what all we get, I keep Homer, the mascot.
Yeah, new mascot's out
new
there.
New mascot. He'll drop by. People can get some pictures with him in the pavilion.
Cool. We saw him at the pancake breakfast.
Yeah. That would be Yosemite Sam's older cousin.
Or younger brother or something.
Right.
But it's but,
yeah, he looks like him.
Well, you know what? There's so many things going on with the 45 this year and the field they're going to have. Of course, the big six-string. Is it six-wire, honey?
Yes, six-wire.
Six-wire concert coming in.
Yeah, and that's at the end of the season.
And two guys and two of the singers are going to be the one from Kansas and the other from Journey. You know, and they're going to be singing, you know, covering the Kansas songs and the Journey songs there. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great.
We've got a few players. We have three players that are from Kansas colleges. The other thing is that Rick and the Colt 45 is a nonprofit. They're working on South City Park. And they put in a couple of bocce courts, and Sons Italy now can have their Paisano days there, and they've had some bocce tournaments during, and he has a lot of plans for upgrading the park.
Well, he's also put in a big play area for the kids, so you don't have kids running around there. They've got their own area, and that's going to be good, too, when you go for the pavilion. Now, the pavilion, getting back to that, is you get with the Colt 45s. Do they call you?
What I've been doing, they email me. So there's an address, Colt45sPavilion@charter.net.
Okay.
That's the easiest way to do it. They email me, and we go from there. I've got a list of open dates. And basically, it's not a big hard sell.
It's not a hard
sell. They email me. I email them. I go, hey, if you don't want to hear from me again, just let me know. And otherwise, you'll get an update as dates go off the board. And that's pretty much it. And we've done pretty well. 25, 28
you got
pavilions
that
or
many
so.
Many already?
Yeah,
my gosh.
So,
I tell you what, it's a great time. You got a super seat. You get food. You treated well. I mean, it's just a good time.
You can do it for your...
How large? I mean, how small? How small a group do you take?
It's $600.
It's a minimum. Oh, it's a minimum. You can bring everybody you want.
50 people, and then okay. if you want to go to 100, it's $12 a person okay. up to the 100. It can be for clients. It can be for customers. Most of the people have been using it for their employees, families with young kids that come in, watch. You know, we say take them out to the ball game and watch a ball game. Everybody has a good time. They do all those games on the field between innings, and the pavilion folks participate in
yeah,
that.
Yeah, sure.
So
okay.
it's a good time.
Bill Wagner's here, and he's talking about pavilions, renting the pavilion there and having a place for a great company party or birthday parties or just a party.
Right, and they can, obviously they can just contact you and Linda and just –
Yeah,
we'll, you'll we'll, get them we'll, the information.
That's right.
And,
you can give us a call here, and we'll push them over to Bill. Okay.
Thank
anyway.
You.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
Great
you
stuff.
Bet.
Well, no, it's you know these Colt 45s are all excited. We're going to be doing every game on KCNR 1460 wow. starting this Friday as we have for the last 4 years, and we're going to continue because this gives us kids from different areas. Their parents can listen to them.
Yep. And
come
the,
to us on our on listen to us on the website.
The first game pavilion belongs to Tugwell Roofing. And Jeff Tugwell went to Enterprise, and he played at Tiger Field when he played high school baseball and when he played for the American Legion team.
Wow.
So he jumped on it the first night to come back and
that's good.
Take his employees out there.
And that's going to be this Friday night.
Great.
For him.
Friday
okay.
night.
Yeah, we're going to be honoring the veterans out there. So, everybody, game starts at? Gosh, I think it starts at 6 o'clock?
7:15.
7:15.
Oh,
it starts at 7:15. I should know that because we got people here.
Well, we got some 6, yeah. some 7:15.
7:15,
on
yes.
the weekend, yeah. on Sundays, I think around 3.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Okay. Thanks
Thank
a lot.
You.
Hey,
Thank you.
We're going to be right back. We've got a couple things to talk about. You know, we've already talked about Stillwater, but maybe we need to talk about the new proposed single-payer health care system for California. Yeah, everybody sits there just smiles. Okay, we'll be right back. It's 7:45.
Consumers, we've learned how that if something's too good to be true, it usually is.
Wow, according to this email, I've just been given $10 million from a nice lady in South Africa.
With our new weight loss powder, you can take 40 pounds off in 15 days without any exercise or eating less.
Yeah, too good to be true. Premier Oil Change's Premier Rewards Program. You earn points that you redeem for oil changes and services for every dollar you spend. Add to that free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi while you wait in your vehicle during your service, and a free beverage. You found something that's too good and true. Last year, Premier Oil Change guests earned thousands of dollars worth of free services, and the good news is there's no sign-up necessary. Visit us in Palisadro, Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you can get a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, this is Janet from PirateSecret.com. Pirate Secret essential oils are legendary old world wellness potions that you rub into your skin, face, feet, and beard for wellness, grooming, and hygiene. The herbs found in our special blend of essential oils have been used in medicinal applications throughout history. We invite you to experience the nourishing and moisturizing benefits of Pirate Secret essential oils on your skin and beard. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and 6 other NorCal locations. For more information, visit us at PirateSecret.com.
I want to rock! Get ready to rock the Cascade Theater!
Theater, June 15th to the 24th, with the Tony Award-nominated Broadway musical Rock of Ages. Relive the 80s with the music of Styx, Journey, Pat Benatar, Twisted Sister, and more. Get your tickets to Rock of Ages and the VIP after party at the Cascade Box Office, 243-8877 or cascadetheaters.org.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Good morning. Great picture there. Welcome to KTNR 1460.
Right along with the Farrah Fawcett poster, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're with it. Yeah. Absolutely. And welcome to all our chat packers this morning, everybody listening. How you doing?
Everybody's into this pads and pars and where we should have put money instead of Stillwater should have been in that horse park.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. I tell you what, if they'd put that same amount of money in the horse park, we'd been rolling in cash right now. You know what? Having been in the horse industry a long time in my life, you know, in the periphery. But, you know.
You wrote for the horse magazine.
I was the editor of a horse magazine in Southern California. Had 60,000 circulation. A 60,000 circulation. You think about that.
Yeah. When Reading passed on the possibility of an equestrian event center, the folks, more forward-looking folks down at Rolling Hills said, we can fill that
we
gap.
We can do that.
And they now have a world-class facility. And the people who go to these shows, these aren't dirt poor cowboys. Mm-hmm. These are major horse show people with a lot of money to spend. And we said,
You know how much a weekend roping?
Bang!
You know how much a weekend roping group comes in? You know their prize is like $100,000 for roping, team roping. We're not talking calf roping. These are team ropers that come in from all over. And if you were just thinking about something as far as putting a couple of polo fields in, the people down there are always looking for a new place. Where do they move them to during the winter? To wintertime, they take them over to Palm Springs so they can play polo. So what, if you had a place up here in Northern California to play, that would be less expensive. You could put on huge polo matches up here, and you're talking about money rolling in, and we could have done that. We could still do it at Stillwater. You could put in two polo fields and an equestrian center there, and get the backing for it. But do you think that our people in the city council and here's the other thing, not just the city council, then you got to fight the county on all this. Well, you're bringing in from anyway. Okay.
All right.
Enough of that.
I want to talk about.
Did
something.
You like that part?
Yeah.
This is what it sounds like.
It's like, how can we turn the negative needle into like a movement forward? That's the question.
Speaking of needles, which leads me to Dr. Stuff. You were going to talk about state of California's state
but,
of
but not, not
well, I still am going to be talking about health stuff.
Yeah.
This is just a quick thing that came up that I really think is really important. And I don't know, just on a level, I would see this and always kind of wonder, why are you letting your children drink juice out of a sippy cup when they're so little? And it makes me think of, don't you think that that's going to lead to diabetes or sugar issues?
Oh, I see. So it's the juice, not the sippy cup.
It shuts the kid up.
It's not the. I know, but it's not healthy. I mean, it's not. It doesn't seem to be natural. So now, I love the fact that I'm seeing this, because I just thought, that was just my little bells that went off. Like, Well, the American Academy of Pediatrics, citing obesity and dental health concerns, said children should not drink fruit juices in their first year. The professional group in a new recommendation said the drink offers no nutritional benefit to kids under one. Parents may perceive fruit juice as healthy, but it is not a good substitute for fresh fruit and just packs in more sugar and calories. This is a guy, one of the doctors who co-authored the Academy statement on the issue. Small amounts in moderation are fine for older kids, but are absolutely unnecessary. Anyway,
okay. Wow.
So children ages 1 to 3 should be limited to most 4 ounces a day. Kids to 4 to 6 years old can have from 4 to 6 ounces daily. And kids and teens from 7 to 18 should stop at 8 ounces per day.
So one drink.
Toddlers shouldn't be given juice at bedtime and should not be given juice in sippy cups that allow them to sip at their leisure throughout the day. This is what I'm talking about. You wonder what tooth decay? No. Constant exposure to the juice causes teeth decay. This is what this report's saying. Children should eat whole fruits. Unpasteurized juice is not recommended for children of all ages.
Okay. Well, you know, you're right. You used to talk about that. I mean, you still do. I mean, with your girlfriends, who would say the same thing. So the nurse, you know, say, oh, it isn't good for them. And you're right. In today's obesity, when they're treating kids with type 2 diabetes at age 12, we never had that before.
As a kid, I had a sippy cup, but my mom didn't. I mean, in the children of my era,
on a sippy cup when you were 20.
Yeah, I liked my sippy cup. I go home and have my little sippy cup in the Tupperware. But anyway, but the juices, what I'm saying, all the era of my, you know, the 50s, 60s, we didn't have juice in the cups. We had some milk, and maybe they'd even let us have some chocolate milk, you know, for like a treat. But at 1 and 2 and 3, no, it was no. There was no juice. Actually, juice had to become something of a privilege.
Well, juice now it's loaded with calories, and anybody will tell you, you know, if you try, you know, drinking juice just packs in the sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Have your glass of orange juice. Well, unless it's got no sugar added totally, and you know, it's still a way to pack in calories. Now, however, the state of California says it makes no difference. You can pack those calories into those kids. We don't care. We can ruin their teeth. We don't care, because two California senators, Democrats, have introduced a single payer health care bill into the legislature. Okay, this is a single payer health care bill that says things like no copays. You can go all you want. You can pick the doctor of any doctors, and you don't need a referral. So, in other words, you're looking at a GP that says, "Hey, you know, you need to go down because you're complaining about your knee." So he sends them someplace. If somebody just said, "Oh, you know, my knee hurts," you can just go right to that specialist. Let's think about that. Now, when you think about it, all these things, including, of course, is that you will never ever. You can't be questioned about your age, your gender, well, maybe gender because they're going to have questions, but if you're here legally or illegally. Yep, that's right, because illegals fall under the single-payer health care system. Now, this is, you know, when you think about it, this is going to cost $400 billion a year. Now, considering that the California state budget is $123 billion a year. Where's this other $400 billion going to come from, my friends? Well, let me tell you. They're going to take $200 billion that's already in the system for health care, and federal, state, and local, and we're going to reprogram it. Really? Now, to reprogram federal money means the feds have to agree to it. Okay. Oh, you mean the state of California that's been dissing Trump and all his people for this time? I'm sure they're going to lean into that. Trump was smart, he would do this. Sure, reprogram that. Because here's the rest of it. $400 billion, where are you going to get the rest of the money? I'll tell you where it is. It's taxation. We're going to add a 15 or more percent tax on all businesses. Really? Okay, so that's another 15% we're paying. And then they're going to find out that that's not enough. So they're going to have to be taxing other things. They're going to tax everything to be able to do this. Let's go on further. Last week in New York, the similar single-payer proposal in New York State, which would require doubling and possibly quadrupling, depending on which projection you believe, the state's tax burden. Vermont. Attempt to implement a single taxpayer healthcare system collapsed in 2014 because the costs were too high. Colorado voters rejected the proposal in 2016 when faced with the prospect of increasing payroll taxes by 10% to meet the estimated $25 billion annual price tag. $25 billion. $400 billion. Think about it. Now, we have a $1.6 billion budget deficit this year. But that doesn't even take into account the unfunded liabilities of $1 trillion the state owes. Unfunded liabilities of $1 trillion.
And I would presume that this includes all the medications for free, which leads me down the pathway of, gee, do you suppose that the pharmaceutical companies who would be supplying all these, quote, free medications.
I wouldn't. Well, no, of course not. Of course not.
There was no,
this has got
no
to be,
deal being cut.
The only thing you can say is, the only thing you could say is these two idiots, hopefully, you know, but I can't even say that anymore because the Dems pass things that you just look and, you know, you just, your mouth falls open. You know, so who knows? Oh, yes, we must have single-payer health system for our, we're in the advance of everybody. Well, you know what? Trump would be, you know, Trump ought to just say, sure, go on, do that.
Well,
because,
like,
and just watch California implode because we're already on the balance anyway. And all you Jefferson Staters, don't worry about it because once the state implodes, you could probably have any part of it you want.
Buy it for cheap.
Just buy it. Just say, hey, we're going to buy these. We're going to buy 12 counties and here's your money and we're just going to call ourselves whatever. We're going to call ourselves free. There you go. Okay. There, you know what?
You truly cannot make this stuff
no,
up.
No, you can't make it up. And there's even more stuff that's going on down there. Hey, when we come back, but speaking of good, you know, after all that and that ridiculousness, we're going to talk about a guy and somebody that's doing great things for people and the city of Reading. And you know what? And I love him because
he's a
wonderful photographer. He loves Reading.
Nigel Skeet.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
News is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A school near Manchester in England says it is in shock and heartbroken as it announced one of its students was among the 22 people killed in the Muslim terrorist attack at a concert this week. Manchester resident Liz Robinson says she and others are trying to adjust to the violence.
I have two young children myself. One of them is 14 and the other one's 8. You know, a little girl that was 8.
An 8-year-old victim among those killed. British Home Secretary Amber Rudd says, for now, the government has raised the country's official threat level to its highest.
It allows the police to be supported effectively by the troops, by the Army, the Air Force and the Navy where necessary. They're basically able to backfill the police so that the police can go out and continue to do what they do best, which is partly to do with this investigation and partly to do with additional security that we're going to be taking.
President Trump says he's more committed to peace than ever before after his meeting today with the Pope.
After a private conversation with the Pope, the president declared it was a fantastic meeting and that meeting Pope Francis was the honor of a lifetime. In the traditional gift exchange, the Pope gave Mr. Trump a medal depicting an olive branch, a signed message of peace, and copies of his three main teaching documents. The president gave the Pope a first edition set of writings from Martin Luther King Jr.
As White House correspondent Greg Clugston, Shirley Smith reports the Congressional Budget Office plans to release its estimate today about what impact the GOP's House-passed health care overhaul might look like.
In previous reports on some earlier versions of that bill, the nonpartisan Budget Office had concluded that the legislation would increase the number of uninsured Americans. They said the number would go up by 24 million over a decade.
That's Shirley Smith reporting. More from townhall.com.
Consult your tax professional before investing. Let me ask you a question. Can you keep your 401k or IRA safe from the death of the dollar, continued rampant Fed spending, political corruption, and from the possible new Cold War with Russia? If you answered no, then listen up. We are Advantage Gold, the number one rated gold IRA company in America by TrustLink. Fortunes are going to be made and lost over the next few months. It's time you took action. Over 50,000 people have requested our gold IRA investment guide to learn how to protect their retirement savings. Now it's your turn. Right now, we are giving away a free copy of our new gold IRA protection guide to anyone with an IRA, 401k, or retirement account. Find out how quick and easy it can be to convert your retirement fund to gold. Just call 1-800-900-8000 right now, and we will help teach you how to keep your retirement savings away from the government and safe in your pocket. Just call today at 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Representatives are standing by. Call 800-900-8000.
The Trump administration is allowing to go forward an Obama-era rule that puts stricter requirements on professionals who advise retirement savers about their investments.
Ministers of the 13-nation cartel will likely decide to prolong production cuts in an effort to support prices when they meet Thursday. However, even a slight increase in value per barrel will fuel further U.S. shale production, meaning more and cheaper oil down the road. Even after last year's cuts, oil prices have risen less than the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries hoped for.
That's Jeremy House reporting. Microsoft is refreshing its Surface Pro tablet with longer battery life and faster processors. The new fifth-generation device, called the Surface Pro, will not look or feel drastically different. Microsoft is hoping its under-the-hood improvements, however, may help it compete with newer laptop-tablet hybrids from companies like Samsung and, of course, Apple's iPad Pro. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A dual citizen from Pakistan and the United Kingdom faces 6 years in federal prison for selling drugs that he falsely claimed would cure a variety of illnesses.
Through more than 1,500 websites, 37-year-old Mustafa Hassan Arif generated more than $12.8 million in fraudulent sales to more than 100,000 victims around the world. According to court documents, the websites claimed his drugs would cure and treat hundreds of diseases, many of which were incurable, and included falsified cure rates, false clinical research, and fabricated testimonials.
That is correspondent Keith Peters reporting. OPEC oil ministers will likely decide to extend their production cuts as a 13-nation cartel meets tomorrow in Vienna. The ministers are attempting to support prices, but even after last year's cuts, oil prices have risen less than OPEC had been hoping for. Benchmark crude that flirted with the $30 mark now fetches about $50 a barrel. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
There's a party going down at Wind River Resort and Casino. Dress your Major League best and join us in a fun and festive atmosphere. Thursday, June 1st from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. as the 21 Pit turns up the volume and transforms into the Major League Party Pit.
Your enjoyment.
Featuring $1 select blackjack tables, food and drink specials, hot seat drawings, party wheel for prizes, and friendly dealers. No one else in town offers this. For the Major League Party Pit details, log on to windriver.com. We'll see you there. It's better at the river.
Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in the heart of Reading. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everyone, and Carl and Bob at the helm. Nigel. Take an image. And here we are in front of our American flag in the studios of KCNR.
I was moving if you want to do
currently
that.
Currently 75 degrees. We've gone up. We're going to hit 94 today with our lows of 60. Tomorrow calls for sunny weather, highs of 88. Friday, sunny high with 89. As we progress to the weekend, Saturday calls for 93. Sunday, sunny and hot with temperatures around 97. Memorial Day, where the forecast calls for 101, and Tuesday, sunny and hot with our highs near 101, with our lows getting around the 67-degree mark. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy has got the largest concealed carry training business here in all of Northern California, moving down to Central California. He teaches in 23 different counties. He's got every one of his instructors are professional NRA instructors, all trained, all go through continuing education. It provides the most complete CCW training you're going to find anywhere, plus women-only training, hunter safety, but also advanced pistol and tactical rifle. All of this at Northern Firearms Instruction. Give them a call at 530-999-1822 or check out usgunpro.com for Northern Firearms Instruction. You know, we're here with somebody that's just really a cool guy. You know, when he first came into town, nobody really knew who he was, but then he hits it like a rock star that he is.
Well, he's a world-famous photographer, and people were like, oh, Nigel Skeet is in town. So,
but 99% of us went, who? But really.
So when I came here, I was like, where am I?
Yeah, right. But that's it. That's it. Where am I? And how did – you know what? I'm not even still sure how you got here. We have to talk about that. But you came on like gangbusters because you looked around and said, you know what? We need some help here. And instead of, you know, wringing his hands or blaming the city council or pointing fingers, Nigel just went to work.
He invited everybody in
and started a nationally recognized
movement.
Yeah.
Homeless rock stars. You've heard about it. You've seen the pictures. You've heard testimonials of people who have been taken from the street why don't you tell the story, Nigel? And I know we're here on another topic as well. But so good morning, Nigel Skeet.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How did you get to Redding?
Well, I moved here because of my girls, my
That's
daughters.
Right. Your daughters.
And my daughters were born here.
Uh-huh.
And this is their home. So we've been here 7.5 years. And for the first 4+ years, I was a full-time parent with the girls. And then decided to open a studio. And that's when all hell broke loose.
What happened then? What happened then? How did you get into the homeless rock star?
Well, the last gig I had in L.A. was with the L.A. City Attorney's Office and the District Attorney's Office. And one of the things they took on was Skid Row. And one of the things I did for both of the offices was correlate trial material of the felonies that happened on Skid Row. So put together images and videos of, you know, the assaults, the murders, the rapes, the drug cartels, hospitals dumping patients, 4,000 or 5,000 people living in boxes. So that was, you know, Skid Row was my reference for the homeless situation.
Wow.
So, you know, every day and every night. So when I did open up my studio in downtown Reading, and the first thing somebody said to me was, you've got to be careful of that homeless problem around here.
you went, huh?
I just kind of looked around. I know it's not fair to compare, but I just kind of looked around. I thought, you know, a few hours from here, it's a lot different. Let's go on a road trip. You know?
Now, also in relation to the photography on Skid Row, you were doing lots of photography for in the 80s and the 90s, the heavy metal, some of the famous rock bands that probably are no longer together, or the bands aren't together, but you have a piece of history with a lot of these acts.
Yeah, well, as a teenager, I stumbled. That's how I started. I went to my first concert, AC/DC, took my camera. I was 14, and that was it. I was hooked. So, yeah, it was a natural field for me to step into. So I've been a rock photographer ever since I was 17 and moved to L.A. when I was 20, landed on the Sunset Strip in 1985, and that was just my hood. That's just
yeah, my hood.
The rest
oh
is
Oh, my
history.
Gosh. And the throes of the 80s down on Whiskey A Go-Go
that's
and all that.
That's when guys could play.
Oh, that's when guys could play.
That's when guys could
exactly.
Play.
We're just talking about musicians.
Just plug the guitar in and play. And
is it different? Is it different now?
It's a lot different now.
Tell me. Tell us non-musicians.
We're
talking about how baseball's changed, how the kids don't play like they used to. Now they're being told what to do every time.
No, well, Linda will know this. Like, yeah. You know, back in the 70s and 80s, a lot of bands couldn't afford studio time to record. There was no such thing as a Mac or you know, Pro Tools or anything like that, right? So it was literally, you know, you had a couple hours in the studio and you plug, you know, you turn everything on, and if the red light's on, you...
You sang.
You played, and what you got is what you got. You know, sometimes it's one take or two takes, and there's your album, right? So it's funny how...
The beautiful rawness in that.
Right. Well, it's funny now when you look at classic rock or best albums of all time, whatever it is, a lot of them are from the 70s when you literally had a day or so to record an album, right? As opposed to now where it takes 8 months per song. because you got to.
So you take all this knowledge of Skid Row and working for, what was it like working for the, you said the district attorney, what was that like? I mean, here you are with the suits, but you're down on
Can we put this off to the other side? Because this is going to be a little bit longer segment. So let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in the city of Reading with a trained watch repairman. Can repair any watch. Great selection of jewelry. These people are very honest. A lot of integrity, and they can do anything that you need with jewelry at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Nigel Skeet.
The best part about spring is being able to spend more time outside. And what better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202. Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
Summer's On Us sales event is back at Reading Kia, and it's amazing.
Let's go summer!
Get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months. Plus, Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you.
You could use all of that money you're saving to have a great summer vacation.
This offer good on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, Souls, and Fortes.
If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, don't let this great deal pass you by. The Summer's On Us sales event is back at Reading Kia,
where every vehicle sold comes with free lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Come visit Reading Kia's brand new dealership and see for yourself on approval of credit plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summer's On Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.15 per 1,000 finance. Sale ends July 10th.
We both own Kias and we love them. Reading Kia, Facebook, YouTube,
ReadingKia.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, my name is Justin with Vivid Details. Auto detailing should be a part of your maintenance, not just a luxury. Here at Vivid Details, we make your car feel and look like new. We specialize in paint correction, headlight restoration, scratch removal, carpet and upholstery shampooing, and much, much more. We give your car that new car shine every time. Remember, not all detailers have experience, equipment, or training to make your vehicle look and smell like new, but we do. We are fully licensed and insured, so give us a call today at 530-604-7380 or come visit our new shop located at 30 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, May 26th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 at 1326 Market Street, the heart of Reading, where the explosion downtown begins. 8:16 and 8:17 in the morning, 75 degrees, going up to 94 today. Going to be a beautiful day, but a little bit warm. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This Sunday at View 202, you've got an opportunity beginning in the morning to listen to some of the finest jazz anywhere in Northern California, when Linda Bott and her group, consisting of
Bruce Kalin, Bernie Baker.
Bernie Baker are out there on the veranda at View 202. It's going to be beautiful weather.
11:30
it's going
to be 2.
Cool. 11:30 to 2. Great brunch weather. I'm going to be there. Not, and you shouldn't come just because of me. You should come because, or in spite of me. You should come in spite of me. And so you can listen to Linda sing. It's just outstanding. Get a nice brunch, sit there, have those bottomless mimosas, and we have Uber pick you up later. All this Sunday. This Sunday, View 202, beginning at?
11:30 to 2.
Okay.
Yes, but will you be doing any AC/DC covers?
I don't think I'm going to be doing it. Who knows? I wonder.
How about Kiss?
If they, when you go back to the original AC/DC band, if they had like a favorite jazz classic, like where they secretly loved Dean Martin and Sinatra.
Well, all of that stuff is based on the blues. Chuck Berry.
Yeah. There you go. There you go.
And we are here with Nigel Skeet, who, of course, is the homeless rock star. And we're talking about how he got here and how this thing started. So you were working with the DA down in L.A., where we want to talk homeless and you want to talk tough. Yeah, we might have – they have a different viewpoint of what that is down there.
One of the first cases I was able to work on – and I was just one of the peons. I mean, I had nothing to do with any of that big stuff. But the first case I worked on was a drive-by gang shooting, a quadruple homicide, and two of them were kids. 10-year-old kids just
standing there, and they got shot.
They got shot, and it's quite amazing what an AK-47 does to a
Did you have to take pictures of that?
Thankfully, I did not have to go take pictures, but I got to work with all the pictures.
Okay.
And then be in the trial with the guys who did it.
So then you bring this knowledge of the fact that you were around the rock world in the 80s, which is like golden time. That would be like saying I was with the Rat Pack. Or somebody was with the Rat Pack of that time. I mean, it's golden. So 80s, all of L.A., the whole Sunset Strip, that classic. Taking that DA, and then you move to Reading, and you open this photography studio, and everybody is like, I remember you put pictures of the police department and so many wonderful shots that are just you. You have a signature in your look.
Thank you.
And then we see these wonderful, like, the images of like a girl or a guy, and tell us a little bit about that story, because that leads into the next thing that you're creating that we want to bring light to as well. And we've talked about it before, but it's important to remind people of.
Well, so the homeless rock stars thing did happen, I'd like to say by accident. I mean, it's not something I was planning on doing, but it became very effective and it was a lot of fun. It was a little bit of a journey, but one of the things that did lead to was to work with a lot of people in this area. I was very, very fortunate to get to meet a lot of people who live and work here. And after a while, it didn't take long to realize, you know what, this place is really freaking amazing, right? And hindsight is always 20/20, but hindsight, raising the girls here is the best thing I could have done, right?
Absolutely, and they're if you follow Nigel at all on Facebook, the stuff that you quote that your daughters have said, you put those little quotations of some of the – it's a book.
It is, well, so that's one of the things I do want to do. I want to put together a book of
– And they're twins.
Yes, identical twins. They're now 7 and a half, and the title of the book is Where Do They Bury the Clowns? That was one of the questions.
Where do they bury the clown? Okay.
But anyway, so, just kind of looked around and realized that this place is quite amazing. And then I've been fortunate enough, because of Homeless Rock Stars, to travel a lot again, right? So up to Seattle. And we did a big event up in Seattle, and that was amazing. And then L.A. came knocking and started to pursue the Homeless Rock Stars thing down in L.A.
So you've got corporate sponsors. You were able to put together the package. And what would you would find certain people. Some of the mission came and brought a few young people who had women and men, girls and boys, that have been in a kind of a homeless situation. You were able to... have a stylist come in. So some of them probably never had their hair or makeup done, or maybe they had a long time ago and fell on hard times. So it's like the whole treatment, the rock star treatment.
Kinda, it's kind of turned into a circus at this point. I mean, it's a big event right now, right? So up in Seattle, we did, I think, about 60, 70 kids, and we did it in a mall, right? And we had four or five hairstylists and 100 people from the community, including Seattle PD and all that kind of stuff. I've really fine-tuned it, honed it in. So we specifically do homeless teenagers now, right? So we really focus in on the youth, and specifically homeless high school students. And I think when in every community, when you find out how many homeless kids are actually attending high school every day,
I was astounded. I was invited to go down to Shasta High School, and I was astounded about how many. And I talked to a young lady down there, a teenager that was. When I said, "What would you?" You know, there's a series of questions that were already kind of there, and so, "What would you? What do you want? You know, to achieve in life?" She says, "I want everybody to have a home." And you think about
okay,
that.
So
I
that
want
led
everybody to have a home.
Exactly. So up in Seattle, we got to work with Starbucks. It was great, and they had this project called Opportunity Youth, and it turns out they did this whole study on homeless kids graduating high school. And graduating high school is that pivot point, the difference between homeless kids graduating high school and not graduating high school. There's a huge that's the big fork in the road. Mm-hmm. So our mission now is to really get into the high schools, and we'll do another event at Shasta High School, and we'll Anderson and Shasta Lake, and then down at Hollywood High and all this other kind of stuff. But the goal is to get these kids to graduate high school. That's number one. So
that's a great goal.
It's fun.
That's a great goal.
Just trying to get them through this, because if they don't finish high school, the chances of them – there's exceptions. If they don't finish high school, the chance of them finishing anything in life go
exactly
way,
right.
way down. That's why the Marine Corps and the military has insisted for a while we were there without taking high school graduates. But then what we discovered was if they didn't have a high school degree, which means they probably didn't do Boy Scouts or finish Boy Scouts or anything, there's no way, or it's very rare, that they could finish 4 years in the Marine Corps.
Right.
And so, you know, as soon as we required that high school diploma, our retention rates went way up. When I say retention rates, is you know somebody not getting bounced out in 4 years.
So what we're saying, if you don't graduate high school, at least join a band or something.
Or something. Become start your own tech company, and you know, like, you know, what's his name? Zuckerberg dropped out of college, you know, did Facebook.
Right.
You know,
well,
okay.
So,
you know what? If you can build something like that, that's okay.
Well, look, I mean, a lot of these kids we've met are amazing kids, right? And so if you can actually tap into some of them are exceptional, right? And if you can tap into some of that exceptionalism, there's no reason why they shouldn't succeed and fly.
So that – now, where are you with this project? You're saying it's really big in Seattle. Segue into – we've got about 5 minutes left in this segment. But segue into – okay, so then close the studio that it was down on Market Street because it – was that Market Street or
California?
California Street, sorry.
Well, Homeless Rockstars just kind of took over.
Yes.
But then – and did do a lot of traveling. But then on a personal note, just did kind of lose track of why I was here in the first place, and that was because of my girls. So about 2-3 months ago, just put the stop on the traveling for a while so I could actually go back to being a full-time parent. Because they're 7 and a half. I mean, you know, you don't get that time back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
So this is a great time. But it's actually kind of funny, though. Homeless Rockstars, as big as an effect it's had in the community and Seattle, whatever else, the biggest effect has been on my girls. And it's quite amazing because we did our event, our summer event last year at Turtle Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was about a month or two ago, and they were there. They came and posed and had a good time. And about a month ago, some friends came over, some of their friends came over, and they were hanging out. And one of the little girls said, yeah, my mom and I were homeless for a while. And McKenna, out of the blue, said, well, you should have come to Turtle Bay. Right? She remembered our Homeless Rockstars event. And it was just really sweet being able to see my daughters grow into having that awareness.
Right. So what happened with the mom, the mother and the daughter? What was their story?
No, they're all fine. I didn't know. It was just the little kid. It was
okay.
Just one of the little kids
Right. Just
happened to be having a conversation with the other kids.
Okay.
Right, and just overhear that conversation.
So you're planting these little seeds, and that's what happens with kids anyway. They, you know, osmosis, they get a lot just from watching and seeing.
But the goal here is to do another summer event here.
Okay.
This summer. We're going to work on that this week, over the next 2 weeks, as you set that up. And then also get back into Shasta High School in the fall, and hopefully Anderson High School, and up in Shasta Lake City.
for more homeless rock stars.
Homeless rock stars, kids, and then L.A. too.
Okay.
We have our sights set on a few.
Okay. Okay. So, gosh, you've got a full schedule. But then we have something else to talk to. Should we take an early break here? And
yeah, we need to talk about, because we want to talk about I Love Reading.
There you go.
Okay, it's like about 28 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and this portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion Boutique.
Located at 1322 Pine Street. Love this place. Lots of gifts for that hard-to-buy friend. Going by yourself, you know, check it out. It's really a great...
Linda has no problem shopping down there.
I know,
by
just go in there and kind of do my stealth. I go my stealth shopping. Anyway, Brighton, largest home of Brighton in the North State. And Miss Me, you know, the jeans are great stuff. Beautiful candles and dresses and home decor and jewelry and all kinds of really affordable things. And the girls down there are fantastic dandelions. We're going to take a break after these messages, and we'll be seeing you on the other side.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As consumers, we've learned how that if something's too good to be true, it usually is.
Wow, according to this email, I've just been given $10 million from a nice lady in South Africa.
With our new weight loss powder, you can take 40 pounds off in 15 days without any exercise or eating less.
Yeah, too good to be true. Premier Oil Change's Premier Rewards Program. You earn points that you redeem for oil changes and services for every dollar you spend. Add to that free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi while you wait in your vehicle during your service, and a free beverage. You found something that's too good and true. Last year, Premier Oil Change guests earned thousands of dollars worth of free services, and the good news is there's no sign-up necessary. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you can get a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Mark, I can't wait for this month's second Tuesday dinner at Peter Chu's Sky Room. It's a great Chinese restaurant, and I am obsessed with their cashew chicken.
I know what you mean. I love the variety of options, so I always order something new. Peter Chu's offers many different options, including Mandarin, Szechuan, and Hunan cuisine. Please join us on Tuesday, June 13th from 5 to 9 p.m. at Peter Chu's on Airport Drive as they graciously donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane to help care for the animals and work toward placing them in forever homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to
Free Fire Radio.
KCNR 1460.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. The best place in the world to get a haircut. Man's last stronghold, better known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Cypress Square Barbershop.
Okay, I've got to talk about something here that just there's been a couple things that have come out in the before we go back to Nigel Skeet. I just please because there's been a couple things that have come out on the net today or you know across the internet, whatever you want to call it, that I have these feelings about, and I just I have to share them. The one was about the juice with kids and the sippy cup under one. No. So gas station nachos. I have to go here, Nigel, on you because so gas station nacho cheese is linked to a botulism outbreak in California that sickened at least 10 people and killed one of them. Mm-hmm. The contaminated cheese sauce came from a gas station known as Valley Oak Food and Fuel in Walnut Grove, about 30 miles out of Sacramento, where 33-year-old Lavina Kelly drizzled the cheese on Doritos during a stop in her commute. Sacramento Bee reported she fell sick within hours, eventually landing in a hospital and unable to move her eyes. So Martin Galindo also ate from the gas station before dying amid a severe case of botulism.
Well, first of all, eating nachos at a gas station, I mean, you're just asking
for trouble. I'm saying that, yeah. You know, I'm not saying that all of this is bad, but just, you know, there's certain things that are coming out right now. Just be aware of what you put in your body. Be aware of, it's just not all nachos are the same.
Okay, that's,
but it was tainted.
Talk to Nigel Skeet here.
Yeah, I just want you to know about that. Don't you think that's interesting?
I want you to know what happened in Manchester too.
Does that even count as food? Though,
I don't know. Why would you go to? First of all, you stop at a gas station to get gas, and then you say, "Oh well, nachos." Yeah, I wonder how long that cheese has been out. And then you put it out of a machine on. Oh, they put some jalapenos on it. An hour later, you can't move your eyes. Come on. You know what? I would never buy. There's certain things you don't buy in gas stations. Pizza. Mm-hmm.
No, I can't do it.
Yeah. Anyway, okay.
Okay.
Nigel Skeet's here, and we've talked about you know the homeless rock stars and the teens, but now you started something I think is great, or you're moving forward with I Love Reading.
I Love Reading. ILoveReading.com. So,
that's your brainchild.
That's my brainchild, and before homeless rock stars, I was lucky enough to work with a few people here in town, and especially after. Homeless rock stars got to work with a lot of people here in town and make a lot of friends and all this kind of stuff. And sometimes you see people, hear people complaining about this, that. And I was like, you know what? This place is amazing. Really. So I started wondering what could we do to raise the brand value of Reading from a quality standpoint, not just a quantity standpoint, but just a quality standpoint. And I know that the nickname used to be, or still is, or was, Poverty Flats. But, you know, you look around and you see plenty of Beamers driving around, or Mercedes and Audis and a couple Aston Martins and Bentleys. I'm like, well, there's some money here. Like, where does it come from? Right? What are these people doing? And how can we tap into more of that? And then tie in the whole homeless rock stars thing. I also was looking for a way to actually fund homeless rock stars without being, in a nonprofit situation where you spend $40,000 in man hours trying to raise $5,000. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make any sense. So how can I do the two together? Mm-hmm. And also started wondering, what could I do? Because this is my girl's home. This is my home now. Now, what can I do to help move the needle and maybe even contribute to the economy? I think, me personally, I think one of the best areas to do that in is real estate. Okay, real estate is a really good measure of how your economy is doing. So through I Love Reading, went and sought out some partners with that and came across the great people at U.S. Lending. Now, I don't know if you know, but U.S. Lending is one of those examples of a company. When you think of U.S. Lending, you think of a company in San Francisco or New York or Chicago, whatever it is, but it was started and founded and headquartered here, right?
Wow.
Since 1998.
I didn't know that.
Right. And so we just kind of partnered up and with working with some other partnerships within the automotive industry. So between real estate and automotive, just being able to highlight this area and promote the area. My partner in crime on this was Pam Ikuda. Yeah, I think you all know Pam.
Great Pam. Yay.
She's amazing. And
Mercy Hospital.
Yeah. And I have
emergency
some
room doc.
Yeah, I mean, and you know what? There are some great people in this town going above and beyond, trying to make this place a better place.
Right.
You know Nathan at the Civic.
Of course.
You know, this summer is going to be the biggest summer in the history of the Civic. I mean, they've got some amazing bands coming.
Their acts are just stellar this year.
They just keep rolling through here. Yeah.
Yeah. And we have Chad out at the soccer park, right? Mm-hmm. He's taking the soccer park to the next level. And so Jake at the Chamber, you know, he's pulling his weight. So collectively, we have a really good community of people trying to move this place forward. So with I Love Reading, the whole idea is to be a big tent and market this area to people outside of the area to consider investing in Reading. So, for example, from a real estate standpoint, our area is still very much very affordable compared to, let's say, the Bay Area, right? So let's say you have a family in the Bay Area spending an hour and a half commuting every morning and every afternoon, and they're spending, they're in the market to buy a $1 million home. When the Bay Area, $1 million buys you a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,500 square foot home. I'm being facetious, but you know what I'm saying.
So if you can get that.
If you can get that. So what if you can say, hey, if you could move here, right, and cut your commute down to 10 minutes and buy a much better property for half that amount of money, right, that leaves them with expendable income. The other $500,000 or other $600,000, you know, that they could bring to this community.
Okay. Well, and you're talking about, you know, you could put, they could be a tech company or whatever kind of company
exactly
it is,
right.
And they could do it from here, or they could start an office, a small office here.
Exactly right.
And first of all, they could really cut back on their salaries on people, but still pay them at the very highest level of Reading.
The Bay Area is so full right now, and especially that whole tech area, and it's so expensive. Some of the companies there are encouraging their employees to delocate. So go somewhere else and work remotely. And this would be a great place.
It's a great place for people.
It's a great place.
And you can, you know, they could either have an office down here, they could work in, they could open an office down here, or they could work from their homes and, you know, do their jobs here, and their kids go to good schools where they don't have to worry about their kids getting beat up or shot or something like that. In our schools, we don't have those problems here, and we have good schools. We have really good high schools. Yeah, if there's a problem. We have way too handling this.
But seriously, when you look at the real estate that's available here, even the number of properties that are, let's say, 500,000 and above, there's a lot of them available here, and you can't even
nice
compare
ones
compare to what's to what you would get in the Bay Area or LA or Portland, even for that. You know, housing in Portland is crazy. So that's where we want to go with I Love Reading, and also try and raise the bar for people who live here to feel better about their community. Because even though we're doing a soft launch next week, just all the conversations I've had with some of the people here who are contributing to it, they all say, you know what, we have a lot of friends here who really love this area. Right, and they go biking, and they go hiking, and they kayaking, and all that kind of stuff, and they get to spend much more family time. And it's funny because after a while, you do get spoiled living here. You know, I was in LA for 25 years. I'm not giving an example. I was in LA for 25 years. Loved LA. Spent I don't know how many hours a day in the car, and you don't think anything of it, right? Well, last year, spent a lot of traveled quite a few times between here in Seattle and LA. And I specifically remember one time coming back from Seattle. After our event, just driving down, and once you pass Mount Shasta and you drive down into this area, I just remember going, you know what? There's no place I'd rather be right now.
That's cool. Amazing.
Well,
that,
you know,
yes.
We look at
love
it too.
That.
When you start talking about commutes, and, you know, our commute from town, from our house, when we love, to our business is like 4 minutes, 5 minutes.
Right.
And I was thinking about getting a Segway. So I could just come down here. And, I mean, I've thought about it for a long time. I guess I could even
like
ride.
Like Kevin Spacey in New York City.
I guess I could just ride a bicycle. But that would be, you know.
Well, we're doing a whole campaign about commuting, right? So we did a little math. If your commute in the Bay Area, especially if you're a family, if you're a family person, if your commute is an hour and a half each way, and you do that 5 days a week, throughout the year. At the end of the year, if you used to compare that to here, if you used to be here, at the end of the year, you could spend the equivalent of one whole entire month extra in time with your family.
Or doing something you wanted to do besides drive.
Exactly right.
There's a lot of people that fly out of Benton, attorneys and people have their own planes. I hear this, that their kids are here, going to school here.
What college is yours?
I don't know.
Well, they'll fly down someplace. They'll spend 2 hours and they'll fly down. And
or they'll spend 4 or 5 days there and then come, you know,
and come back.
Work here.
But Nigel is, this is a really a good, no, that's a good campaign because I used to have to commute when I was in D.C. And other people would be riding the train in for an hour on the train just to get in and hop onto the subway or the, you know, or a bus. And get to where they were going, and because they couldn't afford anything closer in, or if they did, you know, they wanted a better place for their kids in there, just like you're talking about, and that in itself, you've spent a month in the car commuting here in Redding. You could spend a month, and you could just have people bicycling, skiing. You know, out on the whiskey town.
We take for granted. I mean, I take for granted, too, how much time I get to spend with my girls. And that's one of the reasons why I just put
the other day, we're walking around, we're saying, you know what? We haven't been to Whiskey Town Falls. And we haven't. We haven't been to Lassen Park. Okay, now, that's just ridiculous. So this time, you know, we're trying to spend more time out.
Seeing
the beautiful parts.
Area.
It doesn't cost anything. Right. I mean, just to do these things, and it's just beautiful. So I think that's a great idea.
I love Redding.
What other ideas do you have? But you tell us after this break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Redding. It's a family-owned business. It started about 8 years ago. They are famous for their customer service and the fact that they have all the guns and shooting accessories that you are looking for at very, very good prices. Veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturdays, where I buy my guns, is Bastiani Arms, because I know I'm going to get a great deal. They're straight shooters. We'll be right back after these messages.
Memorial Day. How do we celebrate it? By remembering our fallen military men and women. My father's headstone reads Veteran, World War II. Because the cemetery is far away, it had been several years since I visited. It is a peaceful place with a lot of trees. Suddenly, I was interrupted by laughter. I turned around to see a young woman laying out a blanket and putting out a picnic lunch. Her two little girls were chasing each other and giggling loudly. I immediately felt anger. This was not a place for play. Then the young woman sat on the blanket in front of the grave, and I heard her say, "Hello, honey. We thought we would spend the day with you. I just wanted you to know the girls and I are doing fine, and we miss you very much." My heart immediately broke. I turned around to give them their moment of privacy while fighting back tears. We must remember our veterans, and their families, too. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Two young men looking to impress two young women invite them to meet their rich auntie at tea. When auntie cancels at the last minute, their male friend steps in and the laughter begins. Riverfront Playhouse presents the comedy Charlie's Aunt by Brandon Thomas, directed by Maria Drake. May 13th through June 10th, Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2. Tickets available at the Cascade Theater box office, by phone at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with one of the best songs ever written. A singer in a smoking ever. Room. May not be hard rock, but...
It's a good guitar player.
It's a good guitar player, I tell you. Hey, Carl Lindebot here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. Can't say enough about these guys. Did I say it again? I said it. Okay.
Can't get better than that. Can't say enough.
Hey.
Those are right after Carl Bott's name.
Wait a minute. What's the other one I was doing?
Can't say enough about that.
Can't say enough about that. Okay. I'll try to break my habits. Alliance Heating and Air. I will say this. Voted best in the North State. They are who we use. We recommend Alliance Heating and Air without reservation. When I'm driving down and I see people with maybe another truck out there, I want to run into the house and say, do you really know what you're doing? Do you really know what you're doing? No, it's Alliance Heating and Air. You got to give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. It's a better-known business. They are outstanding. Okay, speaking of outstanding, we have Nigel Skeet here. And he has started a new program in conjunction with many businesses and the Chamber of Commerce. I Love Reading, where we're selling why Reading's such a great place. And commuting is one of the reasons, even though somebody says the commute argument doesn't apply if people are staying home. But it's not just the working from home in a different spot. From where they are, it's living in a much better area. A nicer area where they can spend more time with some businesses don't have that ability to telecommute.
No, absolutely not. But I think I think we have the best air quality, or in the top 10 or something of the country as far as air quality is concerned. We have the best weather. It gets a little hot here, which is
kind of a fun
thing. But we are the second sunniest place in the country, but who wants to go to Yuma anyway? But we're not in the top 10 or top 20 as far as the hottest place. We just have
a lot of sun.
We have a lot of sun.
We have a lot of sun. Well, there's a lot of other things too. There's several groups of people trying to push this. I think the EDC, and this is a question, is what's the difference between them and EDC? EDC is bringing business in at a different level, or trying to jumpstart businesses here in town. Where you're trying with I Love Reading is providing a different look at things, like with humor also.
Also a little bit of humor, but the EDC is perfect. So we kind of want to be a big tent. Okay, so U.S. Lending is sponsoring this, so they're a big tent. So let's help the EDC, let's help the Chamber of Commerce, let's help Visit Reading, let's help everybody, right? Because there doesn't seem to be, as far as I'm concerned anyway, like a consolidated effort to welcome people here, right? There's no
right. It's everybody's doing their own thing.
Right. There's no start here button,
and right? It doesn't say a focus. Like why don't we combine some of our efforts and aim in a specific time. So if you're looking for a specific business, then you could have two or three different groups kind of roll in on them using their different methods.
Exactly right.
Yeah. And I like that idea.
But I do want to use humor, right?
Please do.
I love
it. Wouldn't be Nigel if you didn't.
Well, it's got to be in Monty Python.
Right.
In there somewhere, right? And so so one of the big things I think we're missing out on as a community, I know you're going to think I'm nuts, but that's the Lemurians living in the mountain. I mean, every year we have thousands of people coming here from all over the world, and they come to Redding, they get on a bus, and they go up to to Mount Shasta to talk to the Lemurians who live inside the mountain.
Okay, like, so now we need to know more about that, because Carl did do a show, what was it called?
Outside the Wire.
Outside the Wire.
I had Lemurians on.
And they called in, so I would love to know more about, seriously, because
look,
this is a thought, this is a movement.
It's our Loch Ness Monster, right?
Okay.
And so, you know, it's our UFO, it's our Roswell. Well, you know, the whole UFO thing in Roswell, it provides for that community, schools, roads, law enforcement, whatever else, right? The Loch Ness Monster in Scotland, it's a huge revenue for the community. And the same thing with Bigfoot out in the Redwoods, right? It's a huge revenue. So, and the thing about the Lemurians is you don't need to make it up. They're here and they're coming here anyway. So it's like, hey, this is great. Just buy a T-shirt on the way out.
Right.
Right? That's it, and it's right here.
Well, what do you know about the bus, the trips that go in there, that go up there? I want to know.
The only thing, what I know is that they literally go up there, they spend the day there, and then they leave.
Okay.
But there's also thousands of people come here every year on their own accord.
Right.
I mean, for solstice times.
Yep. Whatever they want to do. I mean, they want to chat.
You know, the other thing, too, about renting is, I mean, people talk, you know, Mike Michalak, the fly shop, brings in thousands, literally thousands of people in here to fish.
Exactly.
This is the best fishery in the United States. It's one of the best fisheries in the United States, which means in the world. It's right here in the Sacramento River. We have people catching 50 trout out there in a 4 mile stretch. You think about that.
Catch and release.
Catch and release, 50 trout in a 4 mile stretch. So and you look at people that want to try this. We've talked to people that are just moving here that, oh, yeah, I'd like to try fly fishing. Well, we've got organizations here that would teach people how to fly fish. You know, the Shasta Trinity Fly Fishing Club. If you're a novice, if you don't know anything about it, you join that club, and guess what? They help you with it. They help you pick out equipment. There's somebody's going to teach you how to do that. It's like everything. You know, the mayor, with all the other things that are facing us, wants to have a bike challenge, an annual, you know, mayor's bike challenge or some kind of series there. Which, you know, when you look at it, it's a good idea. It brings more people here. Of course, with all the other things that are facing us, you might want to go in a different direction. But there's so many other things that are going on here that are great.
So, well, that's exactly right. So here's the thing about Redding, in my opinion, is that there's so much going on here. There's so many events going on. There's so many community-centered events. And we have a great community. Right?
Yeah.
There's always stuff going on.
Cool April Nights.
Cool April Nights.
Big Bike Weekend.
Rodeo, Big Bike, all that stuff.
The rodeo. Huge this year.
Right. So yeah. I just want to step out of that whole realm of naysayers and
enough of that.
Small fraction of it.
Yeah.
And, let's help move the needle.
Let's talk about things like how downtown is building. K2 is there. Marcus Parton is building from... The Wine Village is building something now downtown on Hartnell. Mercy is putting something down on the river down there. It's going to be, you know, a nice area with plenty of green space in there. You've got other thoughts about taking out this huge monstrosity of a parking garage, which has reached its end of use, and putting another multi-use building there. There are so many things going on here. And this is the time to push out what we can do in Redding. Yes, we have problems. Yes, we have, just like every city's got homelessness. Every city has transients. Every city's got crime. So when we start raising the level of the water, and I almost hate to say this, more jobs, more people coming here, a lot of those problems go away because you've got the money to handle those problems.
Well, so, you know, if you have two people in a room, it's hard enough to agree on something. So if you have 90,000 people, course there's going to be problems. Of course there's going to be issues. But 90,000 plus people is still small enough to where you can actually collectively move the populace, right?
Yeah. Well, here's Kenny on here, and he had some questions. He had some good questions. And Kenny, you know, thanks a lot for joining our chat room. Well, we really do need more good people, more jobs, and a bigger jail. Smart people, good companies can really help. I applaud his efforts. And I hope other people get into this, too, is that there's so many people pointing fingers and, you know, and we're bad at this. You know, I'm just as bad as anybody else. But we also try with our station and as our individuals, Linda and I, to get behind good ideas and push and push and push.
Well, here's the thing. So you just had that whole thing about California in the last half hour or whatever it was. Right?
which is fine.
But Redding is in California. Uh-huh. And the one thing we do take for granted, in my opinion, about California as a brand is one of the most powerful brands in the world. Apple just surpassed Chicago as far as a brand value. But California as a brand is one of the best in the world, right? And so I'm a fan of leveraging that brand value. And if we can leverage Redding.
In the positive sense, absolutely. You know what? We're not going away. So we've got to do is fight like hell to bring people in here and to give a good attempt at reaching people and telling them why this is going to be a good place to move to.
Here's the thing. Right now, as you and I are sitting here talking, there's millions of people around the world who are planning their trip to California, right? There's millions of people planning their trip to the Golden Gate Bridge, right? So why not tap into that before they come here and say, hey, why don't you come up to our bridge? Our bridge tells time, right?
Wow.
And just come and spend $10 here. Just
our bridge tells time.
There you go.
That's a good one.
I like that. Our bridge tells time. Okay.
Forget the
1 day a year. Just,
yeah.
You know,
our bridge tells time.
Well, that means that it's 100% correct. Our bridge has never been wrong.
Well, we'll just attach a clock to the back
yeah,
end
right.
of it.
There you go. An atomic clock. Okay. Nigel Skeet, who as usual has come up with something else that is just really great for the community, and he's got the verve and the charisma to push this through, and anything we can do to help, my friend. We'll be here.
Thank you, Nigel.
Thanks for being
posted
a
bunch of stuff on Facebook. So happy to have you here at the KCNR studios. It's always, again, to couple with what Carl said, it's always a treat.
Thank you. That's a treat for me.
And to know you. We feel blessed.
Hey, today, of course, is the State of the Trot.
State of the Tribe Luncheon. We'll be there.
Today we'll be there. And also tonight, celebrate Anderson, May 24th at Scout Hall at the Anderson River Park at 4:30 to 5 p.m. Network, 5 to 5:45, a gathering. And they're going to be talking about all the great things that are happening in education, business, partnerships, and residents in Anderson and what's happening in Anderson this summer. I mean, they've got so many great things, so many concerts, Mosquito Serenade, so many things going on. Another area right here that, you know, in Shasta County, that is another super area to go to. Sometimes we forget. Okay. Nigel Skeet, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, we have Trish Clark and I taking on the world. Everybody have a great day.
Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Redding. The news brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world.
From townhall.com, I'm Wally Hines. British security forces have raided a building in central Manchester, part of their investigation into what they now say is a network of people behind Monday's concert bombing. Officials say it's unlikely the bomber, Salman Abedi, acted alone. There are reports that Abedi spent 3 weeks in Libya before returning to Britain to carry out that attack. 22 people died, nearly 120 were injured. President Trump moving into phase number two of his overseas trip with a couple of summits in Europe.
The president spent the first few days of his trip abroad traveling to holy Muslim, Jewish, and Christian sites. Wednesday's stop featured a meeting with the Pope at the Vatican.